Colossus, 2 million at the back. The guard is 62 against you folks. 62 is the bid over at $62 million. $65 million.
Dang, that was the Saints of Death, and John has some announcements to make.
Yeah, that was the Saints of Death, and they are going on a UK tour next week called the Gods of Thunder Tour, touring all over the United Kingdom. And they're also their guest is Diego, and so that was the Saints of Death, and they are having interesting instruments on the band. They have... four-piece band, two bass guitar, and they hail, the band comes from Vancouver. So the Mike Hales, he's a new member of the band. He plays a five-string bass, and the lead singer, Twan, plays an eight-string bass. So it's very interesting music. And so they're traveling the UK next week. So check out their music at saintsofdeath.com or facebook.com/saintsofdeath. And if you're looking to go out for music in Vancouver tonight, go down to Trees Coffee at 470 Granville Street for their open mic. They have it every Thursday.
Awesome. And there's a F Cancer Rock concert happening Saturday, October 21st. That's this Saturday at the Center of Performing Arts, downtown Vancouver. And there's a live silent auction happening online. So fcancerconcert.ca. So rock on for a great cause. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so our next special guest is Future Memories. What? So please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Jessica from Future Memories.
Hi, I'm Tyler from Future Memories.
Awesome. And what do you guys, do you play any instruments?
We do. I play synth through effects pedals as well.
And I play guitar also through effects pedals and an amplifier.
Excellent. And you are missing another band member. Tell me about your the other band member.
Yeah, we're missing Marco. Mm-hmm. So Marco is performing tonight as Marvin Manson. So he's apologetic he couldn't be here.
Classic Marco.
Yeah, classic
Marco. Too cool for school.
So Marco is the singer. He produces the drums on an Akai MPC. He plays electric bass live.
Yes.
And he does lots of other things. He's multi-talented.
Multi-talented, exactly. All right, and tell me about this song called Balloon Dog.
Balloon Dog, yeah. So that that one we put out in the summertime. We did a Future Memories did a split EP with another band from Vancouver, and the EP was themed because we wanted to try and collaborate with another band and just kind of work on a project together. So this is all around the theme of coulrophobia, which is fear of clowns.
Yes.
Yeah. first thing they teach you how to make when you go to clown school, kids.
Mr. Giggles is a clown. Is that a little bean?
Loondog is the first thing they teach you how to make when you go to clown school, kids. Don't worry.
All right, so even though Marco couldn't be with us, he's actually the balloon dog guy in the video.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
And he's making balloon dogs. And so you said he learned this just to be in to make the video, or
he learned it? Yeah, like just shortly before the video.
Okay,
he's pretty quick at it. Like he can make one in like 10 seconds.
Amazing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could make a balloon dog or animal or anything just to save my life. Maybe a worm. I could do a worm. That's about it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. And we're going to talk about your show coming up. And we just had our previous guest, Lonely Funeral. They have a show on November 9th. And you also have a show on November 9th at the Fox. Tell me about it.
It's a 4x4 show, which is a monthly show put on at the Fox. It's $4, 4 bands. It's on the 9th, which is a Thursday. And it's just kind of a showcase of local bands. Kind of anybody can show up and request to play. Not there. It's always like a predetermined set list or show list, I guess. But it's pretty cool because it's just, there's not a lot of venues in the city anymore and not a lot of venues people can play easily, and so it's pretty cool that the Fox does something like that.
Yeah, and you said you don't know who the other bands are, so it's going to be
not
a surprise.
At all. Absolutely.
Yeah, and $4, folks, for 4 bands.
Great investment.
Oh my goodness. Ooh.
We'll basically pay you to come to our show.
Okay, we're going to play your new song called Ear Blue.
Sweet.
Yes, tell me about this one.
Yeah, so Ear Blue is one of the instrumental tracks off of the new album Play Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically going to hear just like a scene of kind of, you know, effects also mixed in with kind of blast beats. I won't say anymore. But it's one of 4 instrumentals off of Play Cobra.
synth pop, yo. That was Ear Blue by Future Memories. Tell me about your name, Future Memories. That is so cool. It's so futuristic. It's so, right? So how did you come up with it?
Yeah, so that's actually, Marco usually comes up with great names. So that was, I'm trying to think of how he came up with it. He actually had a text message with a past friend of his, or current friend, but this was a long time ago, the conversation. And I think Marco had texted his friend something like, those are going to be future memories. And yeah, that just kind of locked in his brain. Band name, so yeah.
You have to put it with a PH instead of the N, so it's then, cool and trendy.
Yeah, it was jumbled. Yeah.
All right, so Tyler, tell me about this band called Owl Scowl.
Oh boy, that's a past memory. I used to play in a band called Owl Scowl. I played bass with Pascal, who is now in Art Deco. Dave was on guitar and Ian was on drums, and we were kind of like 90s grunge influence, a little bit of shoegaze in there, a little bit of post-punk in there, and they were around for a while, and I was in the band for the last couple years, and then we parted ways, but we all still came in contact and stuff like that, and we played quite a few shows and some really good shows as well, like with War Baby and what was it? Another good band we played with was Molten Lava. So yeah, good times.
Nice. Okay, so this album is called Pludge.
Yes.
P-L-U-D-G-E. Yeah, and so there's five songs on this album.
Yes.
Which song are we going to play here?
Oh, boy.
We got Moving In, Marching In Awe, Dope Sick, and Hindenburg.
I would put on Dope Sick. That was a really good one. And yeah, that was, we got a write-up in one of the local magazines or a blog, and somebody called us Pop Sludge. And we kind of just like amalgamated the two words into Pludge.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Excellent. Here's Dope Sick, yo, on CJSF.
Sweet.
Thank you.
So good. So good. Yes. Amazing. Okay. So we're going to talk about if you guys ski or not.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
So have you been on any mountains?
Yes.
Yes and no?
Yes. The last time I went skiing, I must have been 18 or 19, and for reference, I'm 33 now. It was probably earlier than that as well. It might have been like 16, 17, and I am not a skier.
Are you a snowboarder?
No.
No? Okay, so no.
Fast-moving things with my feet stuck to them do not work well. We do not get on well. I think the last time I went skiing was on Baker with my dad.
Yeah.
And I was on the bunny run, and I biffed it super hard. I didn't break anything or have any long-lasting injuries, but it was traumatic enough and embarrassing enough that I never stepped foot on a ski hill or anything ever again. I will stick to snowshoeing.
Okay.
I'm great at that.
Snowshoeing it
is for Tyler. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
How about you, Jess?
I'm in the same boat. I've skied once, and I think I was like 8 or something, and I couldn't figure out how to stop, so I would just throw myself in the snow.
It's the stopping and the turning that's the most difficult part.
So that was the one and only time.
Yeah, so when you guys do your gigs, you have your ski masks on.
We do.
So throughout the whole gig?
Yes.
Yep. Wow, that must be hot.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And cool.
All right. Okay, and here at CJSF, we love to promote female content here, and you picked one by Pixel Grip. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, so this was a Marco choice. Mm-hmm. Pixel Grip is from Chicago, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of got into this album because they're going to be opening up for Health, which that concert's in March at the Commodore.
Awesome.
So we started listening to them, and it's incredible.
All right. Yeah. This one's called Alpha Pussy. John has a question for the two because we're short on time. So we're going to kind of, yes.
Well, my question is, I am a skier.
Yeah.
And but listening to you and your ability not to ski, well, you got your ability for music.
Yes.
And I'm the opposite. I could never learn about music, but I had the ability to ski and I was really good.
The duality.
So, that was a big part of my life growing up with skiing.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people find your music? Future Memories with a Z and a PH.
Yes, a PH and a Z. It's pretty much everywhere. It's all over the internet, Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube, on our personal webpage, which is nerveracking collections.com.
Mm-hmm.
That has other projects as well, but it's all there.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we're going to end with Baby, and this one's got like some cool, like you did this video, is that correct?
Yep.
So
it's not suitable for work.
No.
A little warning. Right. If you ever watch the video.
Right. So it's claymation, and it must take so much time to do this.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, good for you. And yes, check it out, folks. Baby by Future Memories. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.